Guiding Eyes for the Blind, Headquarters and Training Center, 611 Granite Springs Road, Yorktown Heights, New York 10598. 914-245-4024 or toll free 800-942-0149. Grad support at guidingeyes.org. Applicant and graduate support 888-987-2188. Weight management guidelines and support. Every Guiding Eyes dog is assigned a target weight during training, which functions as a guideline to maintain the dog's overall health throughout their working career. Certain seasons, lower activity levels, household dynamics, or other life circumstances can pose challenges to proper weight management. Our guide dogs can easily put on a few pounds if daily exercise and work are reduced, or they receive a few too many treats. Given the importance of physical fitness in a working guide, we recommend taking a proactive approach to maintaining your guide dogs at their target weights. Here are some tips for proper weight management. Know your dog's target weight. If you are unsure, review your guide dog's health and rabies certificate or reach out to us to inquire. It is also a good idea to familiarize yourself with the Body Condition Score, BCS, rating scale. It is used to evaluate and set your guide's target weight. When at ideal weight, their body score will be a 4 or 5. Only use treats for training and working purposes. Use a small handful of kibble from your dog's morning meal as treats throughout the day or a lower calorie treat, like Charlie Bear's. Avoid feeding your guide dog table scraps or anything besides their food and recommended treats. Consider reducing your dog's daily feeding amount by about 20%, typically about 1/2 to 1 cup per day, depending on current feeding amount. If you anticipate an extended reduction in their daily activity, for example, long winter with lots of snow and ice, illness, injury, etc., remember that calories vary if you change your guide's diet or treats. Charlie Bears are only 3 kcals per treat, compared to the following popular pet dog treats. Large milk bone, 125 kcals per treat. Large Greenies dental treat, 147 kcals per treat. Pup Peroni, 29 kcals per treat. Old Mother Hubbard Minis, AVG, 12 kcals per treat. Here are some other lower calorie treat and dental chew suggestions as well. Cloud Star Tricky Trainers, 3 kcals. Zook's Mini Training treats 2 kcals. Freeze Dried Salmon, 1 kcal. Healthy Bud, 1 kcal. CET, Enzymatic Dental chews 110 kcals. Whimsy's Dental chews 70 kcals. We recommend monitoring your guide dog's weight by weighing them monthly, if possible. If you do not have easy access to a PET scale, here are some suggestions to monitor weight. By touch, ideally you should be able to feel your dog's ribs and waist. These areas should be apparent without being prominent. The ribs should have a thin layer of fat over them. Overweight dogs have increased amounts of fat over the ribs, along the spine, and around the tail. By the harness belly strap. Think of the belly strap as your dog's belt. If you need to let it out because it is too tight, that is a very good indication that your dog has gained weight. If you need to take it in, that could indicate your dog is losing weight. Additionally, please refer to these guidelines regarding your guide's weight compared to the target weight set by Guiding Eyes. Within 3 pounds above or below target weight, just right. Continue with routine monitoring and refer to the guidelines below if your guide's weight or activity level changes. 5 to 8 pounds above or below target weight. Adjust daily feeding amount by 20%. On average, 1/2 to 1 cup, and recheck weight in 2 to 4 weeks. If no changes are seen, daily feeding amount may need to be further adjusted, or veterinary support may be required. A higher or lower calorie diet may be recommended depending on if your dog is above or below their target weight. 10 to 20 pounds or more above or below target weight. Seek local veterinary support and contact Guiding Eyes for additional support and guidance. Additional testing may be recommended to ensure there are no underlying health conditions resulting in significant weight loss or gain. If your guide is overweight, a prescription weight loss dog food will likely be recommended. Keep in mind that your guide dog's daily feeding amount should not be less than 2 cups total per day, unless otherwise advised by a veterinary professional. For more details on the importance of maintaining your guide at an appropriate weight for their overall health, you can review the Veterinary Services lecture on the Grad Center under Class Lectures and these additional resources, Hill's Pet, Weight Reduction Dog Food and Exercise Tips for a Healthy Weight, Cornell University, Obesity and Weight Loss in Dogs, or Cornell University College of Veterinary Medicine. Guiding Eyes is committed to working with you to ensure that your dog is healthy and maintains an appropriate target weight, which in turn contributes to a long, successful working career. Your local veterinarian is a great resource since they are most familiar with your dog's care at home, but do not hesitate to reach out to your regional guide dog mobility instructor or the client experience team for further support and information.